Bobby is on the hotline right now.
Well, Bobby's a friend.
Yeah.
Bobby is part of a family that has revolutionized identification. They have some of the greatest marketing, some of the greatest ideas, some of the most successful items ever created in the world of defecation.
Part of the, even us personally, yeah. Like, he sent us a bunch of squatty potties, and we're like, well, how ridiculous. How much easier is it to take a dump if you get your knees up? It's a lot easier.
Unkink. Well, I can tell you, I was at somebody else's place, and I was like, oh, my stomach hurts again. But it wasn't happening. I was like, I need to get something to put my feet on. I just looked for phone books.
Anything.
And then I couldn't. I guess I can't hold my legs up this long. It was a problem. So never be without your squatty potty. Never, never be without it. And in light of the problem with the hoarding and the toilet paper, I know it doesn't make any sense why anybody would feel like the flu for respiratory, upper respiratory flu, is going to make you poop more. I have no idea where that comes from. But that being said, they have the solution.
Bringing the world to your fingertips. Information, technology, e-commerce, and such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like your job frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
Well, you are doing the Lord's work, Bobby. Uh-oh. Bobby, are you there? I can't hear Bobby. Let me see. I don't know what happened. I got him punched through. You have to go double check him. Hey, try doing a good job today, Jake.
Jake's his day's swimmingly. Poor thing.
Bobby, can you hear me now?
I can hear you guys. Good morning.
There you go. Good morning, my friend. How are you? You're doing the Lord's work.
Thanks. You know, we always said we'd change the way America poops one school at a time.
Who knew? Who knew you would be the voice of sanity and sanity being sanitary in these times? Nobody saw the run on toilet paper coming from a respiratory virus, but they did. And you guys have the answer.
I thought it was just a problem in Utah, but I guess it's all over the country, huh?
No, it's weirdos are just the most bizarre side note of this entire pandemic is people believing that toilet paper would be the thing that you'll never have again. Gold hoarding would make sense to me. Bottled water would make sense to me. Food hoarding would make sense to me. Even the guns and ammo thing. But I'm like, thirsting out the gate. Everything else is on the shelf except toilet paper. What are you going to do? Now.
Well, you got to start squatting and you don't have to use as much toilet paper.
That's right.
Or
wash your ass in place.
Or use the bidet.
Yeah, the bidets are amazing. I've had one for years now. It was given to me as a kind of a joke because it looked a little industrial, and I never took it off. And I can tell you, I'm a long-term fan. I'd tell everybody they should have a way to wash their ass right as soon as the whole mess happens. It's fantastic. And now you guys...
It seems that if you were to start out with a bidet and then somebody handed some toilet paper, you'd be like, ooh.
Yeah.
That, you know.
Why would I wipe dry paper on poop?
Right. Yeah. No. So we're doing another thing we're doing wrong is we're not, you know, you don't need toilet paper. Why not use fresh water?
Yeah. Yeah. It's and they're only $22 for the squatty potties.
Yeah, for the squatty potty bidet?
Yeah, $22. That's crazy.
$22. No. I've had mine for 8 years and it's, you know, the totals are they're hundreds of dollars, you know. So this is just something that fits on any toilet. Any you know, easy to install is like putting on a installing a shower head. You know, it's really easy to install.
It's just going to go underneath the toilet seat, right? That's going to be what holds it on, the little nut that holds your seat on.
Yeah. Just goes under the seat, so you can put on a toilet seat. You can install the bidet.
Yeah,
and it's simple, and it's pretty much more civilized than actually, you know. wiping with toilet paper.
Well, not to mention the fact, and it keeps you from having to look like the big a-hole that you are when you're walking out of a grocery store with a grocery cart filled with toilet paper. Like, Jesus Christ, man. It's so ridiculous, so silly. This for $22. You think those people might have spent $200 on toilet paper. For $22, you could wash your ass for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I buy, like, one of those Costco packs a year.
Yeah. And I hear that it is postpartum, and for hemorrhoids, it's quite soothing with the cool water.
All right. Well, you know, it's for a lot of things, too. Everyone likes to be fresh and clean back there, right? It's like there's a lot of, opportunity.
Yes, I can't agree more. It's the weirdest thing that we became friends, Bobby, because your family changed the way people poop. They really did. And literally the way people understand pooping, even the very own way your body is built and the way we are as bipeds, that we're built to squat and poop a certain way. And because of the design of a toilet, that interrupted the way your body is built, and it kind of kinks the whole system up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, ergonomically, that's where we're supposed to go. But I mean, it's only been taboo. Nobody wants to talk about poop, right? Nobody wants to talk about cleaning their butt.
Yeah.
But you've got to, because, I mean, you know, now that we're out of toilet paper.
That's right.
Why not? Why not talk about it?
Yeah. You guys have sold how many squatty potties? Let me bop back that up. How many different versions of the squatty potty itself are there?
There are five different versions right now. You know, we got the original plastic one, and then we got the bamboo one. And by the way, you can just, you know, they're all, you can use bleach, whatever, to sanitize your squatty potty. There's no worry about getting to COVID on it. Right. Squatty potty is not going to, you know,
right,
contribute. And then we've got some, like, cheap ones. We've got a clear plastic one. You know, we've got everything from the trailer park to the house in Malibu can be fitted with a squatty potty.
You've even got a porta squatty, the travel one that'll fit in your backpack.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. And you sold.
Millions. You said you were at your friend's house and you had to use a trash can or something, right?
Yeah. I was looking for something to get my feet up.
Yeah. Well, I just got to pull out the porta squatty. I take it on the cruise ship. Well, I used to take it on the cruise ship.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's the number one way to number two. Wah, wah. You are the best at this. And you've sold millions of these. I mean, literally millions, correct?
Yeah, tens of millions. So, yeah.
Tens of millions. Wow. And still a family business.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Mom and I are still working, still selling squatty potties.
That's so fantastic, because if you're just joining the show, Bobby here, he and his mom started this company, and I don't want to get the story wrong, so which one, was it your mom came back or you came back from Asia and said, hey, how about this? And that was the initial discussion, right?
No, she had constipation. She suffered. She was chronic constipated.
Mm-hmm.
And she started using a stool because a therapist told her that anatomically that's better, and that the stool didn't work. And so it did work, but didn't, she wanted it to be more ergonomic. So we got some paint cans and some phone books, and we put together, you know, the right height and the right width, and I built the stool around that dimension, around those dimensions. And that's how the squatty potty was born, but yeah.
So how much money do you think it took in research and development before the first squatty potty hit the store?
Let's see, about $29, $28 in wood.
Now, I want you to think about what we're talking about now. These guys have gone on to be multi millionaires if the company isn't in billions yet. And you think about what we're talking about. It was just a simple need that nobody wanted to deal with. And of all things, a mother-son development where you're like, my mom can't poop. I got to help her. So you get into this. You get the first one. And then you think, okay, I can make these en masse. Now, how do you make that decision to put money into, because obviously you have to sink money into building the first, you know, thousand of them to put into a store? Or did you sell them online, or was it on all radio show stuff, or was it Bed Bath & Beyond the first one?
No, literally just we built a website. Like I just built this is where she was in Asia, and the tour guide goes, you can use that Western toilet over there and sit, or you can use and my mom texts me from China, and she goes, squatty potty. And the text, that's all she said, and I Googled it, searched it, and nobody had used the term yet. It hadn't been used. It was not trademarked, and the URL, you know, the domain was available, so I bought the domain, and Squatty Potty just stuck. It was the perfect name for the stool, actually.
And so how did you pitch it the first time, and who was the first, after, was it just the quality of the sales from your website that people went, okay, now we'll take them in our store? Or did you have to get up in front of the people at Bed Bath & Beyond and pitch them in a meeting why they should carry the Squatty Potty?
Well, we started doing, like, little home shows and, like, county fairs. It was really odd.
Yeah.
Mom saw his poop stool. But, you know.
I love it.
At the Washington County Fair grounds. And this, we got some looks and, you know. But that helped us craft our message when I realized that, you know, people actually thought this was funny. And, you know, I think that's why the Squatty Potty was so successful, is because it is funny, you know?
Sure.
It's hilarious. We're supposed to be squatting the poop, and we're not, and it makes a great gift, like, you know, like, for somebody who, the dad who has, you know, everyone knows about, you know, your friend's secret poop problems, because they're, you know,
yeah, of course.
That we share them.
Yeah.
And I thought it was hilarious. And then it works. It's like the gag gift that actually works.
And what did your mom and dad do for a living before they became the sultans of Squatty Potty?
Everything. You know, my dad was a truck driver. He My mom didn't work. She had seven kids, so she was always, you know.
Oh, so you guys, but really, like, middle class.
Yeah, no. She was set to retire on her $2,500 a month Social Security at 63, and that's when she came with the scripts. When he came with Squatty Potty, and you know now she's.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, you think about what we're talking about here. This is a real family. You got all your brothers and sisters, your mom and dad, and in this really short journey in the big picture, like what are we talking about? From
2012 to 2017, I mean, you know, that's when we actually sold a big portion of Squatty Potty. We sold 50% to another, to a private equity firm in 2017. So that's when Mom retired.
God.
You know, she still.
I'm not going to ask the number, but I will hazard a guess that it is a very, very large number, and that Mom and Dad are going to be very happy.
It's like the true American, you know, success story and dream. It's like it really happened to her. It couldn't have happened to a better person. She was, you know.
Yeah, and how about the love of a son, and even getting past the embarrassment of the fact that your mom was in a kind of a bad spot because she was so constipated.
I always thought it was hilarious. And I think there's other things that are taboo that we're, you know, that are yet to, you know, be discovered, and that's what we're kind of going after. You know, with this bidet, it's like, well, you know, why aren't we talking about? Well,
yeah. Wash your butthole, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the greatest marketing of all time. If you've not seen the Squatty Potty unicorn, where ice cream comes from, it is too good to be true. It's some of the best marketing I've ever seen. And I'm just a big fan of the story. Even as much as the product is great, I love the idea that these family, especially so late in your mom and dad's life, that they, you know, they really did get to live the good life, and in such a hilariously funny way because a son helped his mom poop. I think that's the greatest children's book that needs to be written. Helping Mommy Poop. What will you do?
It still amazes me. I can't believe it sometimes. I'm like, you know, I'm on the plane and people ask me what I do. And I'm like, well, we're just the Squatty Potty. And, you know, everyone has their story about the Squatty Potty.
Sure.
And it's become, you know, almost a household name, you know, with certain people. And it's just pretty incredible.
Something is so good when it's a pretty obvious, simple design, but I've yet to ever see anybody knock it off. I'm sure there are knockoffs, but it's such a brand, the Squatty Potty. It's not, you know, it's like calling every soda a Coke. It's branded so well.
The Kleenex of
yes.
Yeah.
So will you work now forever, or will you at some point go, you know what, man, I'm going to go spend money?
So I've actually got a new, I've got new ideas. I've got a new idea that I'm coming up with. It's similar to the bidet, but it's even goes deeper.
Damn.
Look. I mean, that's an area that's untapped, really. I think we, you know, hygiene is important, and having a clean butt is important, and, you know, people walk around with not clean butts, and there's a market there.
Yes, there is.
You know,
I got gifted a bidet.
How do I clean for, you know, can I say anal sex?
Yeah, you can say anal sex, sure.
On the radio?
Yeah, no, you can.
Thousands of people are searching every day, how do I clean for that?
Yeah, because you know what? You got to talk to a porn star.
There, and it's very taboo. Nobody wants to talk about it.
Right.
But, you know, people are like pooping in the shower. I don't know, but, you know.
Hey, you know who told me about that years ago? It was a porn star. He goes, we were talking about anal. And she goes, oh, no. Most people don't understand. Don't leave a bullet in the chamber if you're going to go there. Like, you got to make sure that.
Yeah.
Because that's the surprise that you're not going to be cool with.
Well, I'm just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's a market out there. So that's what I'm going into next.
You are. It's going to be fantastic.
Stay tuned.
Oh, sure. I can already see the ad. Only this time you'll sit on the unicorn horn and it'll clean you out.
Well, 300,000 people searching every day for something that's not available.
Now listen,
there is, but it's very pornographic, and it shouldn't be. It should be about sexual wellness and about, you know, being healthy and having being comfortable.
Of course,
that's what it is, because you know everyone's doing it. A lot of people are doing it, and you might as well have the products to make it. You know,
I think you're correct.
Normal.
I think you're right. Listen, if you're just trying to show Bobby, our friend from Squatty Potty, squattypotty.com, still running this business. What's the biggest, tell me this, on a personal level, like, what's the craziest thing you bought with the money that you made? Like, you went, even you went, oh, man, I didn't need it, but I sure do love it.
I don't know, you know. My money is, like, in the market. My money is in a fund that I can't touch on 65, so...
Right. Is that right? I see.
What's the crazy thing I bought? I don't know, like, besides hookers and blow? I don't know.
Those are two pretty good things. I woke up drunk one morning from a good drunk and had bought a new $8,000 AC/DC pinball machine.
Yeah.
That was pretty ridiculous.
I have a house in Mexico.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good thing. Is it on the water?
I can't get to.
Yeah,
on the water.
That's good, man. Listen, and I just love stories like this, and especially in all these weird times out there. As we look around, and everybody's hoarding and getting strange and getting suspicious of each other. You know, I like to. I like keep your ass clean and remember, dream big, people. You are an amazing cat, man, and I always enjoy having you on the show, man, and I think it's a great story, and I hope everybody goes to Squatty Potty and buys it, and we've got some of these to give away, which means you are helping the problem. You're not part of the problem, Bobby, and that's another reason I like you so much.
And the bidets are, it's like one of those things, once you try it, you're like, why did I never do this before?
That's right. That's exactly right, man. Yeah. If somebody wiped poop on your arm, you wouldn't hit it with a paper towel.
No. You'd run to the bathroom and
wash it.
You know, yeah.
All right, listen. I'm going to put you on with Jakey. Hold on, stay right there. He's a funny guy.
He is a funny guy.
I was like, you cursed twice, but then he kind of gets like, well, I don't know if I should say anything. You bought a house in Mexico. It's okay.
It's funny what people are comfortable talking about or words to use, but you can clearly see with him, his are reversed.
Yeah, because he dropped the F-bomb and the S-bomb on me. And he's like, can you say anal? Yeah. Yeah, that's the one thing you can say. Now stop dropping the F-bomb on me, S-shelf.
So, what?
But think about the money we're talking about here. Like he said, they've sold tens of millions. You can do the math on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will tell you, the average toilet stool they sell is $29. Oh, no, $29. So you just do quick math of $30 times, say, you know,
well, they did
50 million.
Pick a million.
They did the smart thing, like through Shark Tank and getting into like Bed Bath and Beyond. Like their costs are fairly low for production because it's mostly like either a cheaper wood
or plastic
mold. Yeah.
It's a plastic mold. You cannot have more than a dollar in this thing. You cannot have more than a dollar in this. It's a plastic mold. It goes stomp, stomp, stomp. Just push them out.
But like anything, once you get it on an end cap at Bed Bath & Beyond and tell Karen that she needs to get her feet up while she poops, you've got a house in Mexico.
Well, the one thing girls never want to talk about is the fact that I didn't realize it. So Sassy told me once, and we don't talk about poop a lot, but the one thing that stayed with me, she goes, oh, no, on vacation, whatever, with girls. Like, girls get nervous or tore up or something happens, and they just won't crap, like, for four or five days. I'm like, what? Hold on. I'm like, what happens to you?
Mm-hmm. I told you that's Whitney's biggest concern. Like, this summer, as willing as if Jackson does all these baseball trips that he's supposed to do, she's going to have to go with him because I can't take that much time off work, and she's terrified of how constipated she'll be all summer because she does not like to poop on the road.
I had no idea that your body would just be like, you're not at home. Sorry. I'm like, you're just filled with poo.
Your nerves.
Push it out.
Yep.
Get rid of it.
Yeah.
You're filled with terrible.
No, we go to Disney World and like by the fourth day, I've gone to the bathroom 100,000 times and I'm like, are you going to try to dump on this trip or whatever? She's like, I don't know. I'm just nervous.
Keeping the dream alive. All right.
Well, I just wanted to be okay because that can't be healthy.
I know. Andy, what happened? What's your story?
So I've got seven people living in a little 860-square-foot house right now.
Oh.
And, you know, the toilet paper shortage is a little unexpected. I've got a couple rolls left, of course, but by the time this craziness kicked in, you know, it was too late to see the way it coming. So you're about to go from the Baron of Butt Plugs to the Baron of the Bidet.
Yes. Yes. Listen, it's yours. I'm giving you one. It's a Squatty Potty product. Easy to attach, they said, and then it attaches right to the water line, and you don't need any electricity. It's. I'm telling you, you'll be so happy. You're going to have people lining up to wash their buttholes.
See, I've been overseas deployed before with the Army, and I've seen the bidets on toilets before.
Yep.
I never wanted to touch them because I figured, you know, the people from over there would give me some kind of weird coronavirus disease or something.
Right. Turns out we're the enemy.
Yeah.
You deserve this.
Seven people in a house that size, which, by the way, you're like three away from being, like, over the limit, man.
Yeah, well, don't tell the government, man.
All right. Now, listen, you obviously need this right away. Jake, have we made some provision? Would we open the door and push it out with our feet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have to figure something out because they're not letting anybody come to the radio station and come into the lobby. So we're going to have to, they're going to have some meeting place where we negotiate how the handoff happens.
We'll figure out which part of town he lives closest to.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to see Bob stick that under his trench coat and hand it off like a
wop. Dude, he had to hand out a rubber butthole the other day.
You know, rubber buttholes are great.
Yeah, at this point, better than the real ones. Yeah, exactly. All right, hold on a second. I got you hooked up, Andy, man. Good luck with that. A lot of people in your house. Be safe, all right? You guys working?
Yes. I'm driving around in a recycling truck. Real quick PSA, you know, people, since the lockdown's coming, we can't even pick up boxes next to recycling cans anymore. So, you know, if you see a sticker on your box that says, hey, you know, restrictions enforced, that's what it means because, you know, even our company's going through the process with the virus transmission.
Yeah, you got to be careful, man. Make sure everybody puts their trash in the trash bag and ties it up completely, man. These guys are out there taking your garbage away, and they're keeping the world right. And that really, do not take that for granted, and don't forget about them. And they're really in the thick of it, man. Those guys are messing with everything everybody has already touched and then thrown into a can. It's you guys are having a hard go of it, man, so just be safe.
Hey, we appreciate you staying on the radio, man, for as long as you can. So I'm listening.
No. You know what? I'm super glad to be here because this is my normal. And so I don't want to be sitting at home wondering about the world going to hell. I'd much rather help it go to hell right here.
Well, and I'll tell you, you've been my normal ever since you were buried in the ground. So I sure appreciate you all you've done over the years, man.
I love you, brother. All right. Stay there, man. Hold on a second. Oh, don't hit me in the feels, kid. Derek.
Johnny Dare, you beautiful bastard.
Glorious son of a bitch.
I'm going to have a hard time fighting off seven people, but, you know, I do have kind of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lovely wife. I got a six-year-old daughter. My daughter's already not the best at taking care of herself. I'm still having to go in there and wipe her backside occasionally and make sure she does a good job. So having a power spray in there is going to be nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, can you imagine the parents meltdown when the kid puts the toilet in the toilet paper in, still attached to the roll, and then hits the flush button to watch it unwind?
And then my second concern is my men out in the field. I class A around for a concrete company and keeping these kids working right now.
Yep.
And thinking about attaching this thing to my truck so these guys can have clean back doors during the day, because a lot of these Johnnies are running out of paper. And
I stuff. Bet.
Right.
It's been two uses, you know, at home and at work.
You got to have a water source. That's the only thing.
Well, we got a water truck, Johnny, and it's going to pump it through there at about however many thousands of gallons a minute, you know. We're going to keep them back doors clean. And then also, I learned a little something from Bobby. You know, I like a little backdoor action, and this could help out in that department, too. So I don't have seven people, but I got a few things that need to be clean.
I want you to get all that you dream of, my friend. I want you to get all you dream of, and be safe.
Thank you, brother.
Stay right there. Hold on. We're going to figure out how to get this to you. Hold on. Let me put you on hold. Jake, are you figuring that out? We got three, right?
I'll pass off if it helps.
Oh, did you already get one?
No, it's just being nice.
You know, she somebody's. Look at it. See what she just did?
Yeah.
You can have one.
I don't know.
You want one?
No. The people need it more than I do right now. I can still steal from work.
Right. Hey, Heather.
Yes.
Does your butt feel unclean?
It may a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I assure you, once you wash your butt and you really get used to it, I actually have a butt moving like muscle memory now. Like. I'm like, okay here, okay there. Then I'm going to go around a couple times clockwise, and I'm going to go counterclockwise. Oh. I really get the whole thing washed up.
You walk a fine line with butthole shaming, yet a PSA to be clean.
That's right.
You really do.
We know too much now.
Listen, oh, you know what you know? You can trust my ass. That's good to go.
You are doing the Lord's work here.
Yeah. Heather, and I assume you want one of these bidets. What's your situation? You just feeling...
I would love one.
You feeling ass-shamed a little?
We did. We didn't hoard toilet paper. Now we're down to four rolls. And I have a daughter here, and my husband has just asked us not to use as much toilet paper.
Oh.
But he's not a girl.
No, I got it. Exactly. I got you. You know what? You can have our last one.
Thank you so much. You know, oh, my God. I feel like I won the lottery.
Everything's changed.
The little things.
Everything has changed.
I'm calling everyone I know.
Yeah. I'm telling you, like, everybody kind of look at me like, you're a weirdo. Because for how many years I've been talking about how much I love having warm water on my butt. Like a baby.
Oh my God, it's awesome.
It's like going back to the cradle again. Just get going. It's so warm and everything's great.
See?
It feels like somebody else is cleaning you. It's nice.
I just envision like the sprinkler being on in the yard as a kid, like when you try to go run over it or sit up above it. That's in my head what it feels kind of like.
Only it's warm. And you can, and mine's a fancy. You can adjust the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And the heat of the temperature of it.
Damn.
And there's, if you're a chick, they got a front washer.
You really went all out.
Hey, it was a gift.
Woo.
And then, like, I can't tell you, I've tried to talk other people into it. I'm like, Jesse, I'm telling you. So he got his wife one. Mm-hmm. She was like, take that off the toilet.
Yeah.
She wouldn't even try. She'd have tried it. She'd have kept it. But she looked at it and went, they have a really beautiful all-new bathroom mm-hmm. that when they redid their house.
Sure.
Like, it's, granted, it looks a bit industrial.
But.
I'm well past that part of my life. I don't care.
You know how you feel after.
Oh, are you kidding
me? You
said
you said this since the day I walked in here.
I swear to you, I would give them as gifts if you know, had I known they were $29.
You should have. That should have been your gift a while back.
I would have given everybody I know $30 gifts of those mm-hmm. little things. I'd have bought them and just been like, everybody gets at least this version of it.
I would say, whoever gifted you the first time, you should definitely write another note and say, in these tough times, I thank you again.
That's right. And Bobby, I got to thank him. I know that those guys were actually sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're replenishing right now because it has, by the way, as you might have guessed, caught on.
You might do a general search.
Yeah.
Just to get creative.
His is definitely the most affordable.
Of course.
At $29. But, you know, give it a go. See if you can find something. I do have his novelty poop plunger. I don't know if you
that's
I told
great.
You.
That's great.
It looks like a poop emoji.
Yes.
That's my plunger at home. But I feel like I've shared enough with you. Right?
Oh, you might still get one at Bed Bath Beyond online.
Oh, really?
Get.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so
I know they're closing stores, but
what's
if you go
the,
online.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't even think about that.
And I know that's how my mind works.
You're good at this. The dual stream bidet. And then what'd you put in there? Squatty potty?
Yeah, I put in just for the general squatty potty if you need one of those. And then let me get back here.
Let me see what I got here. It says squatty potty, squatty potty, squatty potty all there. Amazon, does it have it? Fresh one? Oh, currently unavailable on Amazon. So there's
keep Googling.
That there. Keep going. Yeah.
We'll just keep Googling. Well, this will be what I do for the next 10, 15 minutes. And I'll tell you what I find.
You're going to make the run on the
No, I would genuinely just tell somebody if they need to find it. I would share that.
You're not going to make it public? They'll have to reach out to us quietly. You'll keep it on the down low?
My ass has a question.
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.